Well, this is a program that we instituted in 2009, and the way we went about it was there was a justice of the peace in Midland, Texas, who was using the ankle monitor. And, of course, I decided, well, before we begin this, you know, I didn't want any issues with the civil liberties and so forth. And we went out and requested, in an effort with the county attorney's office, Rod Anderson, we went out with a attorney general's opinion to see if we could use this type of program to combat truancy. And of course, the attorney general came back and said, yes, this is one of the options that you have to do. So then we decided, let's proceed on now that we had approval from the attorney general's office. So then we went ahead and got some money funded through our commissioners, through our technology fund that the JPs have, and that's how we began the program. Now, this is a program that's only used for chronic truants, not for everyone. Of course, it never fails, you know, when people get the wind of this program and so forth, at least parents, they call my office and or either they try to get a hold of me personally. Judge, I want one of those so I can put on my son. Well, it doesn't work that way. The school has to file a case on the student, and then we go from there to see how many more times he's going to miss school. Now, of course, this particular year when I got reelected, I had stated that I was going to go out with a grant to get money so that way to offset the cost to our taxpayers. And, of course, we got that approved last year. So this is at no cost to our folks here locally since we got the grant through the governor's office of juvenile justice division. And of course, I want to give thanks also to Senator Ogden. He kind of, his office kind of guided me, through some direction where I could, proceed in with this grant.
How's it helping? Is it helping the rates at all? Are you seeing repeat offenders still coming back? Are you seeing some actually get the impression that that this is maybe their last straw?
Well, we occasionally, you know, we had one individual that ran out of school, threw it in a trash can's full of water. Needless to say, that was destroyed. Of course, that's between the parent and the company. The county does not get involved in as far as whether they're going to collect any money for destruction of it. But we have seen some reduction in the truancy. Excuse me. And the thing is that, you know, we don't really get that many for the amount of money that we got funded. You know, if we get, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 or 15, at least we place them on a student for 30 days. They come back for status hearing or a show cause hearing, see how they're doing, and then we can reuse that. Now, that money for the number amount of monitors that we have, we can use them for 120 days. So right now we have like 24, 25 out that are out. And I've had success stories that I've had one young man that has joined the Army. He came back and said, Judge Munoz, thank you very much. You turned my life around. I appreciate it. And, I mean, you know, well, if I have one out of ten, I'm content. At least, you know, we're making an effort, concerted effort to combat this. And, of course, with the help, it doesn't take the courts to be involved. It takes the parents to be involved as well, to be involved in the schools and know where your child is at all times. Like I tell the parents in court, your son or daughter may walk in the front door, but they wave to you by, and then they may go out the back door. They may not even make it to the front door and take off, get in the car and take off with their friends. So your responsibility as a parent does not end when you drop them off at school. It should be your job as a parent is 24/7.
My last question was, are you getting any feedback from other justices of the peace? Are they using this as a model to perhaps put into place in their counties?
Yes, so we're getting a lot of JPs as I go to some of my seminars with the other JPs throughout the state that they like this better than the other one that where you place it on the ankle, because this particular system that we're using here is not only a tracking device to GPS, but it wakes the student up, and they have to check in, punch a number on the thing when they get to school to show that they're school, and then one another time in the afternoon. Then when they get home, they get another call, and then they're assigned a coach or a mentor that they can visit with and talk to them. So how was your school day? You having any problems or anything? It's not just an apparatus that's going to be on you, and then that's it. It's more a lot of interaction between another person, i.e. an adult, that sometimes, you know, some of these students don't have interaction with their parents. At least they have interaction with another person that they can talk to, even if they have problems of their own, you know.
Very good. Well, Judge Munoz, that's all I have. Anything you want to add?
No, I just want to thank those students that have been successful and proceeded on to graduation. As a matter of fact, I ran into a lady the other day at Waterbury. She told me that, Judge Munoz, thank you very much. My son, you know, he got through high school. Now he's in college. So it does work. But not for everybody. And, of course, college is not for everybody. Some people may want to go to a technical school. But at least the main thing is, as I tell them, you have to be responsible and accountable for your actions. And in order to be a successful citizen of this community, there's some things you have to follow. You know, you have to follow rules in school. We as adults, we have to follow the laws. If we break the law, there's a possibility we may wind up in jail.